passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He is a Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money and more mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills.
Welcome to Clement Cush.
He's just a fuck boy.
I felt like you were kind of dancing against me a little bit today.
No.
Yeah, I felt.
No, I was just.
I felt you were on a like today.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we're boys and shit, but I mean, I felt like you were kind of pulling against me a little bit today.
No, you got the wrong feeling, man. I'm always trying to move the show forward, and anything that I said today that might have, ruffled your feathers was just a very quick, little snipe in. So
snipe ins compared to big snipe ins. You know what? Snipe ins hurts too, buddy.
So yeah, snipe ins, I understand, but I always try to keep the conversation moving forward. I never want to derail the show. So I feel like I'm at least good at that. I might not be funny or I might not interject
then,
at the right
and then,
time. But
then today you flipped out on Dan, and I think Dan, was really caught by surprise on that. And I think you're kind of. I think Dan is the kind of guy that goes by what I'm doing, how I'm processing something or how I'm perceiving something with regards to our show. Dan's lockstep with me. And so I think you have the Dan. I'm not trying to pick on you, but I feel like you got the Dan situation wrong. You may initially had it right. But it's not that now. It may have been a one way or another, but it's certainly not that way now.
And I appreciate that. My thing is, though, it's hard when I'm trying to do social media, Spongio, and wanted to help out. It's like, hey, we're going to come back and, talk about this Brian post. And then he's like, oh, you don't post me. You don't like me. And then we come back and it's like, oh, next time, after you call, you baby back, bitch. And to Bubba. And I'll be honest with you, as somebody that's on the radio, I don't know what I do with that. I don't know how I go, well, Dan, someone made an artwork of you that I posted on Saturday on Instagram. You clearly don't follow Instagram and clearly didn't see that. So now we just want to talk about how gay I am for Brian because I posted this picture of Brian last night.
You did not answer it that way. Had you answered it that way, you would have dropped the mic. Had you answered it that way, had you said, Dan, you clearly don't follow us. Because I put you over on Saturday, and so then I put Brian over, yesterday.
No, I said there was a parody that somebody did. He's like, oh, you can only do a parody, but then you post as a Brian. So that's why I just, like, I can't win for anything, and it's been... And
he's just...
Bubba, I know.
You know he is.
Bubba, I know.
You know what? Half of it... Hold on. All of it's real.
Yes.
Half of it's shtick, and half of it's trying to get along. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And here's the thing about Dan. I hope he doesn't go back and listen to this. But, Dan is not a radio guy like you are. And so he lets his emotions.
Well, so do
his,
I.
His
I mean,
swag. Well.
And listen, I'm not sitting here going, like, Dan is obviously very accomplished in many things that I am not. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, I'm some sort of radio savant at all. But I just know that there's some things on the air where, like, I just can't. I don't know how to move. And that doesn't happen to me a lot, Bubba, because I've been doing this for 20 plus years. Well, and those scenarios where it's like, oh, you don't like me, you're not posting me. I'm just like,
you know what you need to say? Do you know what you need? I'm going to give you some advice,
yeah.
And as your boss, and I'd like for you to take it. I think you should say simply this, Dan. You need to settle down. You really need to settle down. Stop drinking your own Kool-Aid.
Okay, for real.
Be like, listen, we're all in this together. I'm posting stuff up. Babyface is my friend. I have the ability to, Bubba has given me the ability to post things I think are funny. Bubba doesn't censor my posts. And I'm sure that Bubba would censor my post if they need censored. But, you know, I have the privilege to be able to stick my toe in and dabble around on all assets of our digital media.
People don't know that I've been straight posing as you on Twitter for the last month, Bubba. I've been like saying cuzzo and all that stuff.
What I'm saying is you need to like tell Dan, get over it, because you can gladly well, no, you can't, because you'd put stupid stuff up there. But I mean, listen, I would say, Dan, if you have something that you think is Twitter worthy of your brand or your new car or little Danny gets first place in the go-kart race or whatever, send it to me, meaning you, and I'll get it right up. I'll get it right up.
And much like, you know, we talk about, you know, kind of like, you know, content, and you've been talking to Stein about, you know, Twitter, and you're doing more tweets. Everything that I've experienced on social media, especially Twitter, is pictures work, Bubba. So here's the thing. So this is
what— Would you not admit, though, I really have got it figured out?
No, you figured it out. You're tweeting more. You're on top of it. You're talking about things that, you know, people have passionate opinions on. You're doing it exactly the right way. And you're building, you know, the analytics there to finally make this a revenue stream. But here's the thing, Bubba. So when we're sitting here in that moment and it's like, I go, I can't play along anymore.
But you can.
But here's the thing, Bubba. I got this fucking picture from my wife, who's been doing Hunter Law social media for 4+ years. So all of a sudden she just goes, oh, look, here's this picture of Brian from a couple of years ago. I go, send me that immediately. And I wanted to tweet it. Like, that was all I had access.
And I wish you would have had that explanation to him. Instead of being a bitch and putting your head in the sand.
I didn't put my head in the sand.
And have some snarky comment that makes you look like you're uncomfortable or whatever. Rile up a little bit and say, Dan, bitch, I'm telling you, Bubba gives me freedoms on all of our platforms to post things. If you want something, post. Then send it to me. I'll put it up. If you want, you got a picture of you hanging 10 with your shirt off at the dock and you think it needs to go up on Twitter, send it to me. Instead of bitching about it, contribute. That's what I would say. And I'm telling you to have that kind of swagger.
Okay. Well, it's hard.
Rather than to be like, nee. I want you to say, Dan, guess what? Newsflash, I run a lot of the social media stuff around here. And I put this up. I thought it was pretty fucking funny. And you are all nose or butthurt over it. Get over it. Do you know how you remedy that, Dan? You send me some shit of you and your brand new $500,000 fucking car. I'll post that motherfucker. That's how I want my Sethi.
Okay. All right.
But I don't want my Sethi to be, you know, Johnny fucking, you know, getting a, you know, like, I don't want it to be abrasive.
No.
Like, I felt a little uncomfortable because I was just,
well,
like,
I pulled you into it, so.
Yeah, I know. And so I felt a little uncomfortable because it's like two of my teammates. You know, I'm Bubba fucking Montana over here, and I got Jerry Rice and Roger Craig that are arguing at
Bubba, each other. Bubba, you know what, though? We see it every single day when we watch sports. We see guys yelling at each other on the sidelines. They go, what was it about afterwards? They go, you know, it's just spirit of, you know, competition, all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not walking out of here mad at Dan or anything like that. Like, I'm sure Dan's, you know, upset with me. But, you know, Bubba,
he's not.
Here's the thing. When I brought you into it and I said that you told me that Dan talked to you initially about concerns or whatever about me coming back on, I texted Dan that day, and because I felt bad, I was like, I don't want Dan to feel like that. And I go, Dan, I'm not coming to take your job. I was like, I'm not going to be on 5 days a week. I was only on like fucking one live show then. You know, that was never the plan. I just got eased into it. I started doing more shows, doing more podcasting. And, you know, Dan brought up like, oh, you said that was, you know, you said you weren't going to be on more shows, and now you're on every show, which again is not my decision, Bubba. You know, that was
just
your decision.
Needs to chill the fuck out, everybody. Everybody.
I'm cool. Like, I
everybody just I needs to chill. Fuck. Like, Anna's been pissing me off lately. A lot.
Well,
like, I need to have, I might have to have a, I'm not going to have a Stephen Holler type fucking meeting with her. But I think I might have to have a meeting with her and reset Anna.
But to me, Bubba, it's odd because you guys have been together for like 4 years now. You know,
yeah.
So I feel like you guys should have your,
We should have our timing.
You should have your
and our mojo and our shtick and our niche and what we do and how she betters me and how I compliment her and how she compliments the show and her role within the within the ever changing world of our content. She has adapted well with, you know, doing additional, you know, podcasts.
Oh, she stepped up with the podcasting this past week when I was gone.
I almost feel like, and I, Anna, I hope you're not mad at me, but this is somewhat therapeutic for me. And the fact that I almost feel like saying, hey, Anna, how about not doing the regular show and just doing ancillary shows?
Oh, she would not.
No, but I'm just telling you. Because I mean, like,
you feel like her solo stuff. You feel like she's meant to be solo, like when you were working with Burke. I mean, obviously Burke was meant to be a host. You know,
right?
Like, do you feel like Anna is?
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, I don't know of anybody. I don't know of anybody that's good enough to be a host, and on the level of what I am.
Well, Bubba, I mean, come on, dude. You're a Hall of Famer. I mean, there's people that I think there's people that are on your staff that are well capable of being hosts and pretty decent ones. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and just say me then. I think I'm good.
With the right people, like you and John Sitting, fuck, would kill it. You know, you... and Drew, you as the lead guy, I don't think it would go as well as you and John Sitting, you being the lead guy.
I wouldn't be the lead guy with John Sitting. He's the lead guy.
Okay.
I've always made him the lead guy.
Well, then I'm talking about, we're talking about being lead guy.
I know, Bubba. I'm just saying that
when you talk about doing a show on your own,
Bubba, I'm not
talking about being lead guy.
I'm not saying that I'm going to be LeBron James, but I'm saying that I could play in the pros. That's what I'm saying as far as the host goes.
I mean, you're Whitey, you're Scottie Pippen all day.
I'm just saying, I learned a lot.
You're Kevin McHale all fucking day.
I did a lot of hosting with the podcasting and shit, and now that I do pigmentation and all that, and I see the skills that I learned from there, like being able to actually execute them here, like I'm very proud of myself. I do not want to be a host.
If there's one that could be, it would be you. It would be you. But again, you need to have the right mix of personnel to be able to bring the best of you out.
Of course.
And you use the best of your ability to bring out the stuff of the current people that you are a host of. But with regards to her, I don't know if she's good enough. No, she's not good enough to be a host on her own.
But is she good enough to have a show on her own though, like her Friday show where she can
that's
go?
That's fine. That's fine. She does. That's great. She's fine there. But she's just been really, really, like, I don't know. I don't know what has happened.
I'll tell you.
All right, tell me.
This isn't anything she said to me. This is just what I'm guessing. And I want to help Anna, you know, because despite what she thinks and many others, like, I actually do like Anna and I want things to work out here.
And a lot of people do her.
No, they do.
And I like her too. And she's been here 4 years.
I think you need to talk to her. Like, when she offered to go to the fast food review, I think that you need to, like, guys go out to lunch, guys do something, you and her. And just talk to her, and maybe she needs a reset because I'm here, and she doesn't know her spot because, you know, there's all the... I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to sit here and go, I'm the center of this fucking Bubba universe, but, like, she could have some concerns. There could be things that are throwing her off, and maybe you just see where she's at mentally, you know, and all that stuff, Bubba. And I think for her, because I've had those moments with you, not where we've gone out to lunch, but we've hung out in the back, like, I think for her, that would go a really, really, really long way.
I don't necessarily feel comfortable with being alone with her.
Accused of something or just an awkwardness?
No, you know.
I know, Bubba.
You know the 800-pound elephant in the room.
I understand, but I think...
Right, so I'm just saying...
But you've been separating that for a while.
I understand that, but I've been separating it at the comfort level of what I feel comfortable with. Me and her doing, you know, things alone... I don't feel comfortable with.
Well, I think that you should talk to her. And if it's not some sort of, you know, you guys go out to lunch or whatever, I think that you should at least have a talk in the studio, hear her out. You tell her your concerns, and I think that you guys get on the same page immediately.
All she has to do is listen to this podcast, then we don't have to have meeting.
You're not afraid to say anything, but
No, I'm not, but I don't also have time for bullshit. I don't have time for bullshit. And here's the thing, Anna. You have got into this little rut where... I start, and Seth, just be honest, I start something, and you instantaneously jump in early on to try to either throw me off through a mispronunciation or a clarification on how I've set up the bit that is not relevant at all, and all it does is just fucking sidetrack me. You know, I'd be like, "Hey, such and such," and she'd be like, "Hey, say, like you, I can't even give you an example."
No, I know, I know what you're talking about,
but it happens a lot, and it's like, you know, I can't. And it was really bad Thursday because I didn't have you and I didn't have Lummy, and you got to understand that's like not having my left tackle and my right and my center with me.
Which one am I?
You're probably my center.
Fuck, man, I like being a wide receiver better, but you know,
how about you be my slot?
Can I be an offensive tackle eligible?
Yeah,
okay,
I'll dump it off. Yeah,
jeez, let me score one time.
Nobody in the world thinks you're gonna get the ball.
I know.
And you just kind of sneak over and just kind of trail out towards the cone, and I just pitch it over there to you.
Yeah, that's all
so,
I wanted.
So she just I don't know why. One, has she always done it? I don't think so. And two, it gets frustrating. Now, listen, it's tough as a host, you know, especially on days that were really full, where I got me, Lummy, Dan, Anna, Seth, Rhett, and Macho Man. And let's not forget, I leave Macho, and a lot of radio hosts don't do this, but this is how secure I am. And being able to control a lot of people, everybody's mics are live. If Rhett wants to chime in, if he can double dutch in, he can. If Macho Man double dutches in, he can. You can't. I don't ever, and you know, ever make visual contact and go like,
yeah, no.
You.
I do raise my hand sometimes, but that's just I don't like to over-talk in anybody.
Well, I mean, I can't see it. So I don't know, but it seems as though when I start to set something up, and one thing that I now that we have some major competition in Orlando, I've been trying to get less down these Bubba inside our world rabbit holes,
yeah.
and getting more into topics.
Yeah, got it. It's such an inside show that it can go so inside where,
right,
even where people on the show don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you know, that woman yesterday that was 63 years old, the African-American
yeah.
woman from Orlando that stumbled upon us. She stumbled upon us because we were talking about something that interests her.
Yes.
And it wasn't because we were talking about, you know, the merch Crick's tits or, you know, little Sethy.
We don't have to talk.
My Little Pony outfit. You know, like, we're just talking about world news and things like that. And so I've tried to go to that, go more towards articles and things like that. And when I do that, the one thing that she can't usually sidetrack me on is my world shit. But on the stories and stuff, she just automatically starts her...
Is it because she's so familiar with them because she sends you a lot of stuff?
I don't know that, or she is just... I don't
can
know.
Can I give you advice, Bubba?
Yeah.
You've helped me out tremendously in my personal and professional life and everything, but let me give you some advice because I'm 100%... correct in this scenario, and I don't feel like I'm correct a lot in life. Like, you guys need to get on the same page. There's no other way around it. She preps for you. She's a co-host on the show. She does ancillary shows. You guys got to figure it out. If she's sending you stories that aren't working or you think that are more geared towards her and that's why she's chiming in more, you know, maybe you guys just work that out ahead of time in a quick meeting of like, Anna, let me get through this fucking story because I know that you're super passionate about it. You know, I think that there's just discussions maybe.
Well, she has to, and I think I agree with you. And I think that she needs to, by the way, most of her prep I love. And I also like your prep, too. I kind of like the way my prep world is right now, where you send me...
Send you a few things, few decent things.
You send me some dabblings, of which I try to get in. She sends me some stuff. I don't use... There's a couple things of yours I don't use. There's a couple things of hers I don't use. But I like it all.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
But I like it all, and I'll get to it if I can. But I think that she maybe knows the story so well that she's so quick to correct me or to, you know, involve herself that it's causing a little disruption in my hosting ability. And the fact that, you know, let me make that mispronunciation. Let me, before you just correct me over stuff that doesn't really matter. Now if I absolutely flub it up to the point where it needs to be fixed, well, fix me. But just don't fix me or start asking questions or start just, you know, like contribute, don't criticize.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, you could contribute while criticizing, you know, I guess it's, but maybe that takes extra talent or something like that. But yeah, Bubba, I just feel like she can do it. I just feel like Anna, from when I was here last time to when I'm here now, is just like walking on eggshells.
She's changed tremendously. And I don't know what to do.
I think you have the power to make her feel comfortable. And I think that if she feels comfortable and knows exactly what she needs to bring to the table, and you highlight the strengths of what she does and when she helps you, she's a smart woman, Bubba. I mean, I think she's going to figure it out pretty quickly. And I think that, you know, honestly, like, I don't think she necessarily needs to pivot fully into the podcast world. But I think that the podcast world is made for her. She likes to talk about, you know, those deep fucking, you know, heady kind of things where she can go on for an hour or two and take a couple calls. Like, I think that that's perfect for her. But
I don't want to take any of her podcasting stuff away. I don't want to take any of that. I don't want to take her Friday show away.
No.
I don't want to take anything away from her. The only thing I would want to change is how she deals with me, how she bounces off of me.
And that's just crucial.
Just like I've had to have a few conversations with Babyface, and I've had a few conversations with Dan, and I have had, you know, I don't know if I've had any conversations with you with regards to how you bounce off of me.
Dude, we've had zero.
And so, I don't know. I just think that everybody here, for the most part, is I don't know. I get very frustrated.
I mean, are you frustrated at everybody right now? It seems like everybody's really working hard. Like everybody's working in the right direction together, you know?
No, I'm not frustrated at everybody. I'm most frustrated at her.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. Bubba, if you're not comfortable alone, if you want me to be there or whatever, like, I have no...
Oh, no, she'll go crazy if you're there.
Well, I know. Well, but, you know...
See, there's so many little...
Triggers.
There's so many little... My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Well, within this world, there's so many little triggers. Like Dan triggered you today. Then you triggered Dan. Anna triggers me all the time.
I think that's what people want. They want to listen and watch to triggered people.
I don't want that, and I don't like that, and I don't like doing radio like that, and I will not do radio.
You don't like when people go back and forth like Dan and I did today?
No,
I mean it did get personal or nasty.
It started to. It started to, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. One, because I know how mentally unstable you are, and two, Dan's a fucking prick. And so,
right, which he's
a prick, needs to back it down a notch.
That was a fun matchup.
And you are mentally unstable and could take it the wrong way and mope around and fucking get mad. She,
which I did not, Bubba.
Which you did not, but you have a history of.
Yes, yes,
so
I do.
So I flip out on that.
That's fine.
And then she, you know, I've corrected her just recently. Wasn't it last week where I said, Jesus, can't I tell a story without getting fucking interrupted? Didn't I say something
yes,
like that?
Yes, but I think it's just in the middle of the show. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to keep putting words in her mouth or anything. I just think that you guys need to get on the same page. The only way to do that is to communicate. I feel like you have to have an off-air conversation, despite you probably wanted to have all these conversations on the air or just have Anna listen to this podcast.
Yeah, Anna, listen to this podcast. And here's what I'm most mad about. You chiming the fuck in early on my story, trying to always trip me up. Rather than to compliment me and make my shit what I'm talking about that you potentially prepared me better or adjust me a little bit so that I'm saying it correctly, don't just instantaneously start shooting me fucking questions and automatically hijacking the thing that we're talking about in your fact checking. Mispronunciation. There's sometimes that I may say, this guy stole $52 million worth of shit when really it was $55
million. Right. What,
are you sure that's not $55 million? Okay, $55 fucking million. Is it worth tripping me up?
No.
Pissing me off? To do that,
no,
that was just an example of something that I just pulled out of my ass.
But this is stuff that I've learned through experience over the years. I've learned about if Drew ever made a mistake, which he rarely did. About do you want to correct him here? Is this going to derail the show, or do you feel like it's important to work in? Like you were saying yesterday, that WrestleMania was in Pittsburgh. It was in Philly. Like I don't know. Like I didn't care. Like I didn't think it was that egregious of an error. So I just let you keep going. Today I wasn't sure if you're talking about. If you're talking about Venmo or Cash App when you're saying we're getting screwed because it's been Venmo so much lately,
It's been Cash App.
Yeah. So I asked, I was like, has it Cash App or is it Venmo? And I let it go after a while. But Bubba, these are things that I learned from doing this, from having program directors, from having good communication with hosts. And I don't feel like Anna necessarily always had those teachings coming up, and you can show her. I mean, you can show her exactly how to be the right way and exactly how to be with you.
Well, it looks like I'll have a conversation with her then one of these days. Or you just listen to this show and know, Anna, what you're doing is pissing me off and fix it. That's it. There's the meeting in itself.
All right.
Somebody clip that.
There we go. It's a new thing, the new podcast. It's Anna Meetings with Anna not around at all.
It's Bubba Anna Therapy.
Yeah.
I have, honest to God, I know this is going to just flip her the fuck out, but I have actually had in-depth conversations with very, very close people that I respect in the radio industry that listen to the show, that are familiar with our dynamic, hers and I dynamic, about replacing her.
You've talked to people about replacing her?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, people that listen to the show, I'd be like, listen, are you getting the same vibe from Anna as I am? Is that she's just constantly trying to fuck with me? And even when she's trying, she's just so fucking nosy. She's so nosy.
Is it good for the radio or just bad? Is it good? Is it bad? Just bad for you?
She's just so fucking nosy, just what are you drinking? What are you eating? What are you doing?
I feel like that's just like a quirk of her personality.
But I don't like it. Like I don't have that same dynamic like with my girlfriend, Erica.
I try to fuck around with you sometimes, but I can get a read when you're not in the mood for it. I didn't bother you at all today during the show. Sometimes I'll like to do some.
I was a little bit. Having to step in, thinking with you and Dan to separate you two, and I wanted Dan. I think Dan backed down when I said I was the one that came to you and asked you to be on all 5 days, which is the truth.
Yeah.
I think that kind of pretty much shot a big fucking cannon over the bow to let everybody know to back the fuck off the Seth shit.
I just
because you are here because I want you here, and because I the additional days are because I wanted you here.
Yes. I don't know how anybody could think otherwise, though. Like, how could I ever put myself on 5 days a week?
The show has a funnier, cooler vibe with you than, you know, sometimes when you weren't here with Dan, I would get complaints that, you know, Dan's just so fucking, he sucks Trump's dick so fucking much that I can't even listen to it. I hate Trump. Trump sucks. He's a tyrant. And as you can see, guys, I probably am, you know, going to vote for Donald Trump. I probably will. But I try to keep it. I don't try to suck Trump's dick on the show. And you know, I mean, we do probably lean right. But, you know, I also come from a very cynical place with regards to politics. You know, and Dan doesn't. Dan's got Trump's cock in his mouth, his balls in his mouth.
No.
You know, fuck yeah. And Dan, who is the smartest guy I know, could just back off on the Trump dick sucking. But when you weren't here, it was just really a lot more tense and serious.
I know.
And Trump fucking. And I was just like,
I listened.
I need Seth in here to water a lot of that down with humor and one-liners and quick little zingers and so
things that probably maybe pull us out of the rabbit hole every
right,
now and again.
Right. And that, you know, listen, everybody can say anything they want, but it's my show and I've been doing this long enough that I can do a show and walk away and say, I like that show, or that show was flat. We really didn't talk about a lot. We didn't raise a lot of money, or that show sucked, and I'm not happy with it. And so I find myself liking the show that we put on. I find ourselves making more money when the show is more funny than politicky.
Right.
Now, in today's world, you can't help but be politicky. You just can't. Like, from your mother, Elise, to my mother, who are on both ends of the spectrum as far as who they like for president, they, in their lives, talk about politics.
Sure.
Like you can't help but talk about what's going on right now. If you follow our Twitter, you can see that I'm big on illegal aliens. And every day there's an illegal alien that's creating some type of crime.
There are some fake videos that you've been posting, Bubba. We've been getting community noted, just so you know.
What does that mean?
That means that they tell you that the video's a lie underneath the tweet.
Well, they do?
Yeah, yeah. But it's okay. But just keep it going,
it doesn't
baby.
Fuck the algorithm, does it?
No. It doesn't fuck the algorithm. Let's keep it going. Just takes away.
I think I got one of those.
Yeah, we got one. It shows up.
Yeah,
big deal.
Yeah, big deal. So, oh, you know what? It was the two people fucking in the bushes.
Yeah. That's what it was.
I actually saw the notice. Now, should I take that down?
No. It's the person who originally tweeted it, because you just retweeted it. But the community, when you get a community note now, that's pretty much like just a big fuck you to the person who tweeted it.
Oh, okay. So, you know, that being said, you can't help talk about politics if you're going to be, because our show represents kind of what men or dudes or people, normal people, not rich people, not black people, not white people, not fat people, not skinny people, not boys, not girls, but just people, normal people rolling around, raising families, having a job, living paycheck to paycheck. That's what, you know, now they're obviously.
Are you including trans visibility in there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't have a problem with trans.
That's good.
Don't have a problem at all.
Thank you.
The only problem I have with trans is this.
Uh-oh.
Is that.
No problem at all. Here's the problem.
All right, so you tell me if this is trans responsible or not. If I could say this, I'm going to give you my trans feelings, and then you tell me how that would be interpreted in society.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. I feel that a person at whatever age if they wanted to identify as something that they're not, let's say Johnny wants to be Jenny, and he truly wants to be Jenny, then he can be Jenny. He can. He can roll around and act like a girl all he wants. That's Johnny's preference.
Like the last Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes.
Was it, that was with Ken and Kendra?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That was funnier than
that
fuck.
Was fucking great, man.
Oh, the dialogue was funnier than fuck. And then Bruce was like, you know, Bruce was like egging it on.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know you guys used to fuck.
I didn't know you guys used to fuck on the ground. Oh, my God. You know, you're a ground fucker. Oh, my God. Is that why you don't like to cuddle? And then, I mean, oh, God. It was actually, the next to last episode, which you're speaking of, Curb, was fucking with Bruce Springsteen was brilliant.
That was good. Yeah, he was good. He was good. Bubba, and this one, the finale's nice, man.
So here I feel. This is my trans feel. So when you're a kid and you're in your gym and you want to be Jenny, you know, I don't know how far you take it or if you grow your hair long and you put it in ponytail and you wear lipstick and I don't know. That's between you and your parents, what they feel comfortable with and what you feel comfortable with. But you should be able to do it. But I do not think that you should be able to compete athletically against girls. I think that you have a distinct advantage, probably in strength, maybe in size. And so
Is this racist to say that they it would be good if they had a league of their own, perhaps?
No, I mean in fact that would be the most fairest thing. But they won't go for it because there's not enough of them.
That's like a third bathroom Willie, you know? They're saying they're not a third option.
And then my other trans, so that's my first trans thing, which I don't think's a problem at all.
Well, someone talked about like, hey, if the 7'4 guy in Purdue, Zach Edey, puts on a wig and decides he wants to play women's basketball next year, like what's stopping him from doing that, you know?
Can you imagine how much he'd dominate? He'd have 82 a game. I mean, literally.
Fucking at halftime, too.
So anyway, I think as a young child, if Jim wants to be Jenny, and however fair, but up until the age of 18, that Jim can't start taking any type of drugs or any type of hormone replacement or nothing. Now, once Jim becomes an adult, Jim is free to do whatever Jim wants to do. If he wants to whack off his wiener, if he wants to take hormones, if he wants to continue his journey as being Jenny, I don't care. The only problem I have is that he or her, as Jim would become her, shouldn't be allowed to participate against women in athletics.
Protect our sports.
That's it. That's the only, I have no other problem. And I think that's kind of the sensible, rational, fair way. I mean, there's some people from Alabama be like, God damn, let me tell you something. Fucking boys are supposed to be boys and girls are supposed to be girls, and you ain't fucking changing nothing. You know, you're a boy, you got your penis, you're gonna be a fucking boy. And you're a girl and you got your vagina and you're gonna be a vagina. No, I'm all about, like, if you're a kid and you're confused and you wanna be the other sex and dress up like that and wear the clothes and do the makeup and Or vice versa, where there's a girl and she kind of butches out and wants to kind of look like a boy. She dresses like a boy. I ain't got a problem with any of that.
It's fine, yeah. Just, you know, I got too much shit going on to worry about if other people's kids want to change sexes right
now.
But
I'll tell you right now.
You know, if my kid wants to do it, we can talk, but right now.
But let's just say this. How crushed would you and Phoebe be if little Sethy was like, let's say she was a 100-meter runner, or she's in track.
Yeah.
So she's in track. Little Phoebe's in track. Little Phoebe's runs the 100 and the 200. She's good as hell.
She's fast, long legs.
She's fast fuck. She does real good. And she beats Unsheep and at the school, and she goes.
And then some guy with a dick and a wig comes along. Bub, is that where you're going?
Yeah. So little Phoebe's. Her junior year, she gets second place to a girl that's a little faster, but that girl's a senior, and she's graduating.
And we're trying to get this fucking scholarship.
And little Phoebe's got beat by one zillionth of a zillionth, and she came in second. And, of course, you know, you as the dad and Phoebe as a mom, you're telling little Phoebe, listen, little Phoebe, you're next year you're a senior. That girl's gone. We got to keep training harder and harder because guess what? Next year's your year, babe. It's going to be yours. All of a sudden, motherfucking, you know,
Usain Bolt's brother, fucking, you know, who identifies as a girl, puts on some fucking lipsticks and runs backwards and beats Lil Phoebs. She's fucking crushed.
Yeah.
She's absolutely crushed. At that point, man, I got a fucking problem. You want to talk about mentally fucking up a kid? My Lord, do that to him.
I'm ripping that man's cock off. Bubba, I got to be honest with you. I don't think there's a whole... I think that there's a lot of people that, you know, support trans rights and all that stuff. I don't think that there are... I don't think it's the minority... I don't think there's a majority of people that are okay with them competing in regular sports.
Like there's... But like
even the, like from the... like even but, on but like politically.
But hold on. The state of Wisconsin, the governor, he just signed a bill that allows girls, guys to compete.
Don't change it, Bubba. It's like you make a mistake, but you don't know it until later. You're like, what the fuck? We were doing this idea for this benchmark, and it really sucked. I'm like, they're gonna realize how bad it is. You know, and I don't even know how prevalent it is, but it's just. And I also don't know how somebody could feel good about that. Like, if I, you know, but maybe once you get your privates lopped off and changed, maybe you fully feel like a woman, and so that's why you are with other women. I don't know.
And then here's the deal. Here's why I think. Men that try to be women and compete. Who's the bitch that won the NCAA's?
Leah Thomas.
Here's how I know it's fucked up and not right.
And you and a tiny won a bunch of money betting on her big ass. Remember?
Really?
For the Alex Stein bet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I bought a ton of money betting on Leah Thomas.
But when Caitlyn Jenner, who at the end of the day is the utmost expert in this arena, with regards to a man becoming a woman and a very, very, very competitive, very, very, very successful man.
Bruce is gone, man. Bruce is long gone.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, Bruce, Caitlin, her stance on men becoming women and competing against women, she is like, fuck that. That is not cool.
I don't even think she's for trans rights, Bubba. I think she's completely against everything.
I think she's like, you know what? I'm trans and I broke the fucking mold on trans.
You're asking to go fuck yourself.
Well, you can go fuck yourself because you're not unless you're an Olympian gold medalist, go fuck yourself. And here's the thing about Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, Bruce was like 6'3". Like, you know, 225. So just think, Caitlyn's like 6'3". I mean, think about this.
No.
Don't start any shit with Caitlyn. She'll kick your fucking ass.
I don't think so anymore. I think all the estrogen's taking her down a notch.
You just can't, you know what? You can't do anything with size.
I would try, Bubba. I would try not to let a lady beat me up, you know, no matter if they used to have a penis or not.
Do you think Caitlyn Jenner has a pussy? Or do you think she's got a vagina?
Oh, fuck. You know, I think there's actually this is probably answered out there, but I would just go ahead. I would say the vagina's there.
I would say I could maybe I don't want to transition.
You got enough money. I mean, get the whole shebang, baby. Why do you just want hoots?
I'd still want to keep my cock.
Well, you can't. Then you're not truly a woman.
I want to keep my cock.
No.
I love my cock.
Then you're a chick with a dick.
No, okay.
And you're a chick with the dick.
What am I, a lady boy now?
I think that's what they call. I don't want to be rude, but I believe so.
Lady boy. Here comes lady boy Clem.
Lady boy.
But if I could go back, man, my senior year, I was the captain of the football team. Was a pretty damn good football player. Had a couple Division II offers. Division II offers. Decided to go walk on at Indiana State. And after my very first spring ball session, fucked my knee up, wasn't on scholarship, and just got into radio and was picking up pussy and getting free drinks and doing gigs. And I'm like, who needs the fucking football team to be popular and get pussy? I'm on the radio. So would I have ever been a starter at Indiana State? Yes. Probably as the long snapper, because I was a pretty damn good long snapper, but there was a guy ahead of me named Doug Arnold, who was just a year older than me, but he was a fucking beast. He was like 6'3", 286, ran like a, you know, 4.9 40, bench pressed 550.
I need to remember all this shit. Bubba.
The guy's name was Doug Arnold, and I was never going to be better than him, ever, ever. In fact, I went on a one-on-one drill with him before I fucked my knee up, and he fucking threw me around like a fucking monkey throwing around their fucking young. By the way, he's a white guy, so don't even think about it. So I could have gone on. I was pretty good at basketball, but not good enough to make the team if on the high school level. I had a hell of a shot. I could be a, you know, play like a kind of a under-heighted power forward where I was, you know, like a big, like, you know, like a bigger, heavier dude that could. That could, you know, maybe run the post a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those guys, Keith,
yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Certainly, nah, I wasn't even good enough to make our high school basketball team. We went on to win state. Like, we had Rick Fox. Rick Fox that played for the Celtics.
Oh,
and
I know, yeah.
I mean, we had Rick Fox on our team.
Bob, but where the fuck were we going with this?
So, I'm trying to say, though.
Okay.
If I could have put lipstick on.
Yeah.
And gone, I would have been a fucking, 5'10". I would have been a fucking badass forward for the girls' team.
Nah.
I would have been a...
You couldn't have played. Maybe you could do shot put or something.
Oh, fuck.
But come on, dude.
Bitch, I would...
They didn't need a Lady Charles Barkley back then.
Yeah, they did.
Nah.
Yeah, they did.
No. Like a Lady Kevin Duckworth.
I would have been a fucking ladies Charles Barkley rolling in there at 5'10". Fucking give me the ball. Let me set a pick for Michelle Sands, who was our center. Let her do
you
a little bunny.
You can't set
layup.
A pick, dude. You're pretty much rubbing your penis off up a girl's butt.
Yeah, but...
That's rape. That's rape, man.
No,
that's not setting picks.
No, bitch. I got trans rights.
No, you're just... You don't because you still have your dick.
In Wisconsin... The fucking governor signed a bill that said me at 5'10 with a dick can go play girls basketball.
I'm just telling you.
As long as I put a little fucking lipstick on and my titties are showing a little bit.
Well, I'm just telling you. I
got nice titties. Look at them titties.
I do appreciate that.
I got nice titties.
The women basketball players are kind of like putting their hair on and their makeup and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you see that blonde in South Carolina?
Yeah.
She and it's tough for a really tall 6'5 girl to look cute. Most of them look Neanderthalish. She looked like the guy from Purdue, that 7'4" motherfucker. If he's not an
absolute Canadian
spitting image that we came from monkeys, I don't know.
What the fuck?
That big Neanderthal fucking forehead of his.
I never seen no 8-foot monkey.
You know, I'm just saying. We came from monkeys. Look at number fucking. Look at Edie from Purdue.
That bitch
came
from Canada.
We came from monkeys.
Didn't we just talk about this the other day? I believe in God.
You don't believe in Jesus, though, do you?
I believe he was a real person.
But what, just rolled around as Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect. That's just kind of, you know.
I'm glad we got off the Anna bashing because, you know, she's probably.
Well, she's not going to listen.
Yeah, but, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't think she'll hear this.
She won't. I won't put it in the description. I won't say this is what we talked about.
Oh, yeah. So, like, here's the thing. Anna, if you are listening to this, you need to approach me and said, hey, when do you want to have that talk?
There you go.
And see, this is so buried in this podcast that she'd have to listen to the whole fucking thing because I'm getting ready to wrap this motherfucker up right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, listen, you fucking marks out there, don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Oh, you just are. Yeah. I mean, she's going to know. She'll know tomorrow. Hey, Anna.
No, you marks, don't fucking tell her. Otherwise, Anna, you need to approach me and say, when can we have that talk? You need to do that. You really do. I mean, like, you really do. I'm saying.
You guys should talk, I think.
Well, we're gonna.
Yeah.
When she asks, when you want that talk. But you fucking marks out there, don't get her up to speed in the fact that she needs to say that. She needs to listen to this whole entire deal.
Don't disseminate our podcast, Willie. We need the numbers.
Yeah. I'm out of here. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Another successful episode of Clement Cook.
He is a Jew.
I could not tell you what
He's
we talked
very
about.
Very funny.
Anna.
He wants more money and more mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. Boy, toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your boy, toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets.